From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. Since posting a 250,000 diplomatic cables last weekend, WikiLeaks has struggled to stay online. It's been taken down intermittently by denial-of-service attacks, which a hacker called The Jester has taken credit for. On Thursday, Amazon.com removed the website from its servers, denying it was pressured by the government to do so, explaining that WikiLeaks had violated its terms of service. As of Friday, the website was back up at wikileaks.ch, hosted by an information freedom group called the Swiss Pirate Party. But if the past week is any indicator, there's no telling where the website will be by the time you hear this. Meanwhile, the highlights of the latest document dump, orchestrated by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, which have appeared in Britain's Guardian newspaper, France's Le Monde, Germany's Der Spiegel, Spain's El País, and the New York Times, have enraged such legislators as Joe Lieberman, Lindsey Graham, and Peter King.
He's a menace, and he's, in my opinion, he's risked lives.
Well, I agree with the Pentagon's assessment that the people at WikiLeaks could have blood on their hands.
I have call on the Attorney General Eric Holder to immediately begin prosecution of WikiLeaks for violating the Espionage Act.
On Thursday, Senators John Ensign, Scott Brown, and Joe Lieberman introduced the so-called SHIELD Act to expand the World War I-era Espionage Act. Currently, it protects signal and satellite intelligence and cryptography. The SHIELD Act would cover human intelligence as well. Senator Ensign said in a statement, quote, "Our sources are bravely risking their lives when they stand up against the tyranny of Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and murderous regimes, and I simply will not stand idly by as they become death targets because of Julian Assange." Some say the cables, which offer everything from snarky assessments of foreign leaders by U.S. diplomats to secret negotiations among heads of state in regional hotspots, are a game changer. Others say not so much.
The fact is, governments deal with the United States because it's in their interest, not because they like us, not because they trust us, and not because they believe we can keep secrets.
U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
Some governments deal with us because they fear us. Some because they respect us, most because they need us. So other nations will continue to deal with us. Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes. Consequences for U.S. foreign policy? I think fairly modest.
In fact, Kim Philby, who spied for the Soviets during the hottest period of the Cold War, observed in his 1968 book, My Silent War, that secret documents, though glamorous, are frequently a snare and a delusion. Quote, "Is it a first draft, a second draft, or the finished memorandum? Was it written by an official of standing or some dog's body with a bright idea? Even if it is a direct instruction to the U.S. ambassador from the Secretary of State dated last Tuesday, is it still valid today? In short, documentary intelligence, to be really valuable, must come at a steady stream embellished with an awful lot of explanatory annotation." Philby concluded, "An hour's serious discussion with a trustworthy informant is often more valuable than any number of original documents." In response to the developments of Wednesday and Thursday, WikiLeaks tweeted a link to a video posted on YouTube of excerpts from a speech by President John F. Kennedy in 1961 decrying government secrecy.
"We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it."
But in that same speech, Kennedy made this request.
"But I do ask every publisher, every editor, and every newsman in the nation to re-examine his own standards and to recognize the nature of our country's peril. In time of war, the government and the press have customarily joined in an effort based largely on self-discipline to prevent unauthorized disclosures to the enemy."
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.